USA women dominate Nigeria in Olympic basketball quarterfinal. After sweeping their way into the knockout stage of the 2024 Summer Olympics tournament, the USA women's basketball team faced Nigeria in the quarterfinals on Wednesday. Led by a strong, balanced offensive attack, Team USA moved on with an 88-74 win. The United States came into the game led by their two superstars, Aya Wilson and Brianna Stewart, who were tied for third in the entire tournament in scoring. Those two combined to score 40 of the USA's 92 points per game on average in the tournament's first three games, and were the only two on the roster to average in double figures. Nigeria was the final qualifying team in the field for the quarterfinals, getting in with only a +1 scoring differential after finishing third in Group B. By comparison, the United States had a +58 scoring differential through their three games in the group phase. It came to little surprise that Wilson opened the scoring for the United States, but Nigeria answered with a layup from Promise Amukamara. From there, the play got sloppy. It took more than 2 minutes for the next basket to be scored, and that came from Stewart. But Nigeria once again quickly answered with a layup from Pallas Kanayiekpana. It took almost 4 minutes for the United States to find their offense again, and then they started to roll. Nafisa Collier hit a jumper and Jackie Young turned defense into offense with two quick baskets to give the United States a 6-point lead before Nigeria used their first timeout. Ezin Kalu was fouled by Chelsea Gray attempting a 3-pointer after the pause and hit 2 of 3 free throws. But the United States went back to work and Stewart hit a 3-pointer. Kalu answered with a 2 on the other end as both teams started to feel the flow of the game better after a slow start. Brittany Griner came off the bench and made a big blocked shot and Young was fouled on the other end. She went down and held her ankle before slowly getting back up. She made only 1 of 3 free throws. Stewart and Griner made baskets with a layup from Kanayiekpana in between as the Americans' lead continued to grow. Stewart went to the bench with 95 seconds left in the first quarter. Jewel Lloyd replaced her and converted a traditional 3-point play before a Sabrina Ionescu steal turned into a 3 from Diana Taurasi. Elizabeth Balogun hit a 3 for Nigeria before Ionescu hit 2 free throws in the closing seconds of the opening period. Amukamara hit a layup with 4 seconds left in the quarter to cut the lead to 9. After a slow start, the United States was starting to dominate and pull away. Balogun opened the second quarter with a layup, but then fouled Griner in the act of shooting on the other end. Griner made 1 of 2 at the stripe. Kalu made a nice jumper in traffic as Nigeria tried to stay relatively close, drawing her team within 6. But Nigeria already has 6 turnovers thanks to the strong defensive effort and size advantage of the United States. The game got sloppy again, and a Kalu jumper cut the lead to 4 before Wilson answered with a jumper from the free throw line. Wilson made another from almost the same spot 30 seconds later to push the United States lead back to 8. After sitting for the first half of the second quarter, Stewart checked back into the game as the United States made wholesale lineup changes. Kelsey Plum hit a 3, and then set up Wilson for a layup to get the U.S. lead back into double digits at 40-29. Wilson was starting to take over the game, as did Young, who scored 4 straight points for the United States with 2 Kalu free throws in the middle to push the lead to 13. A Wilson steal led to a Wilson layup, and the game was starting to get out of reach for Nigeria. Stewart hit a 3 with 30 seconds left in the half and put in a layup in the final seconds to make the halftime score 52-33 in favor of the Americans. The United States closed the half on a 21-10 run that included 6 made free throws and only 2 made field goals from Nigeria in the final 7:31 of the second quarter. As had been the trend in the tournament, the United States was led by Stewart and Wilson in the first half. Young added 9 points. Both Stewart and Young were a game-best +17 while on the floor. Wilson had a team-leading 6 rebounds in just under 14 minutes. The USA held a 22-10 advantage in points in the paint, and their bench outscored Nigeria's 18-4 in the opening 20 minutes. Kalu led Nigeria with 12 points and played the entire 20 minutes of the first half. Collier, Young, and Wilson made baskets in the opening 72 seconds of the third quarter, leading Nigeria to take a quick timeout early in the second half as the lead expanded to 25 quickly. It took more than 80 seconds for either team to score again before Young made a layup. It took 4:23 for Nigeria to record a point in the third quarter. Amia Kamara made a 3-2 end a 10-0 run to open the half from the United States. Gray made a free throw and Young made a layup to get those 3 points back, however. And Nigeria went more than another full minute without a point before Okonkwo hit a three. After a Thomas free throw for the United States and Igbo making a jumper for Nigeria, Plum made her second three of the game. Griner then made a layup as the onslaught continued. The lead was now 30. Amia Kamara shaved 3 points off the Americans' lead with 90 seconds left in the third before Griner knocked down a couple free throws. Kanei Ikpana was able to make a free throw, but Kalia Copper hit a three on the following possession. Nigeria couldn't afford to trade baskets and they couldn't make a dent in the enormous lead. Amia Kamara stole the ball and made a driving layup just before the buzzer to end a third quarter that was fully dominated by the United States. The Americans outscored Nigeria 24-15 in the quarter and took a 28-point lead to the final 10 minutes. What made the third quarter so stunning was the scoring came from everywhere except the United States' two leading scorers. Wilson scored 4 points in the third and Stewart was held off the board completely. Young led the United States' box score with 15 points at the end of the third. Wilson had another double-double, however, adding 10 assists to her 14 points. Amia Kamara opened the scoring with a three to start the fourth quarter to continue her strong game. The basket gave her a team-leading 15 points to match the game's high mark at that point. Wilson hit a couple layups in the middle stages of the fourth quarter. After Amia Kamara made a jumper, Wilson knocked down two free throws. Points were coming easy for the WNBA's best player. Kanei Ikpana made a layup for Nigeria to keep the lead at 25. Thomas went to the free throw line and Wilson checked out of the game with 4:38 left. She had 20 points and 11 rebounds when she left the floor after playing 25:17 in the middle of the fourth quarter. Okonkwo made 4 free throws and Merginata Musa made a 3 to cut the lead to 17 with 95 seconds left in the game. Full marks to Nigeria, who scored 11 unanswered points while the United States had it on cruise control. Collier made a layup to end the run for Nigeria with 47 seconds left in regulation. The United States let the clock expire and advanced to the semifinals with a huge win. The United States was credited with 31 assists on 34 made field goals. Copper was the only player on the U.S. roster who did not pick up an assist in the game. Four Americans finished in double figures in scoring, led by Wilson's 20 points. Young, Stewart, and Griner led the balanced attack. The United States will face Australia in the semi-finals on Friday, August 9. Australia defeated Serbia 85-67 in their quarter-final matchup.